This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. There are so few chum salmon on the Yukon River this summer that the processor in Ammonic is closing down operation without any product to sell. KYUK's Johanna Yurick has more.
To say that QuickPack, the only fish buyer in the lower Yukon, had a bad summer is an understatement. General Manager Jack Schulteis spent over $1 million getting staff and supplies to Ammonic. To ensure a safe operation during the pandemic, he even added staff to the payroll. Then the fish did not show up. There have been poor runs before. The year QuickPack started its operation was one, but this time there simply were not enough fish to sell. Schulteis is sending most of his staff home, while the few that remain do some maintenance, pack up the plant, and keep the company's store open for locals. Why the chum salmon are late and low this year remains a mystery. There's speculation that it might relate to the warm ocean temperatures earlier this decade, or be the result of competition from hatchery pinks. The chum crash is not just happening on the Yukon. Research biologist Fred West with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's occurring throughout the Bering Sea. Chums were late and low in Bristol Bay rivers, on the Kuskokwim and Yukon, and even in Norton Sound. In both the Bristol Bay and Kuskokwim river systems, the reds or sockeye salmon are more than making up the difference. They also came in late, but in huge numbers. The Yukon River doesn't have sockeye. Instead, it has usually had a strong summer and fall chum run. The average run is 2.5 million. This summer, less than half the predicted numbers showed up. Fish and Game has counted 700,000 summer chums on the Yukon, just enough to make managers' lower-end escapement goal. Biologists worry that the river's fall chum will also be low. Schulteis says QuickPack took a big hit, but the company will be back next year. He says the commercial chum fishery is a major source of cash for villages on the lower Yukon. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Yurick.
The coronavirus pandemic continues to impact the economy, and more families in the YK Delta need food. Two organizations are trying to fill that demand. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more.
$3 billion. That's the amount of money the U.S. Department of Agriculture allocated for organizations to send fresh food for people who need it. Alaska Commercial Company is one of the organizations that is doing just that. Kyle Hill is the vice president for development.
We were told at the end of June that we had the green light to do this, so we scrambled, put together a plan.
AC coordinated with nonprofits and tribal governments to distribute food boxes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Those boxes contain fresh produce and dairy products. The first shipment was last week and included 22 communities, including Bethel. Hill says that number has grown.
We've heard from a number of communities that they could use more boxes because a lot of folks can really use the food, due to COVID and other things. We're increasing the numbers.
He says it takes about a week to add the extra boxes in communities.
If there are any communities that are not receiving boxes that are interested, they should reach out either to the nearest AC store or to the AC office in Anchorage, and we'll do our best to add them to the program.
It's up to nonprofits and tribal governments to determine who qualifies. Hill says communities have lists of elders and people on fixed incomes that need the food. The program will run until the end of August, but could be extended. Meanwhile, the Lions Club Food Bank in Bethel has seen their demand double. Susan Taylor has volunteered there for decades.
But all the times I've run it, no, I haven't seen that many clients as I do now.
The food bank had to shut down in March due to restrictions, but ramped back up again. In January of this year, they were serving 71 families and 277 individuals. In May, that number was 211 families and 866 individuals. And in June, once Lions Club lifted requirements over who gets the food, the number climbed even higher to 284 families and 1,012 individuals. Taylor says that so far, they have been able to meet the demand. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
The next Bethel Food Bank will be July 25th behind the Lions Club. Also in Bethel, the AC produce and dairy boxes will be available every Friday at the Cultural Center parking lot from 4 to 5 p.m. on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no application or income requirement for the AC boxes. Lastly, broadband internet access in Alaska's villages can be difficult, spotty, and with few local options, expensive. A new federal program is giving tribes across the country the opportunity to claim licenses that would allow them to provide broadband to their communities. KOTZ's Wesley Early has more.
To understand what the 2.5 gigahertz spectrum is, Marielle Triggs suggests thinking about it like a radio signal.
You have AM radio, you have FM radio, and you have the 2.5 gigahertz band as well. And what's great about the 2.5 gigahertz band is it's prime spectrum in order to broadcast internet.
Triggs is the CEO of MuralNet, a nonprofit tech company that helps tribal communities across the country with maintaining internet networks. In order to claim part of that spectrum, you need a license from the FCC. Starting in February this year, the agency opened a rural tribal window where tribes can apply for those licenses for free. If approved, they would control a section of the spectrum that falls on their tribal land. Triggs says that once a tribe has that license, they can begin to build their network.
So if you have access to the internet at one spot super fast, say the tribal government center or maybe the hospital or school or a library, you can then broadcast that internet to the homes in the surrounding community pretty easily. It's put up a little bit of cellular equipment, which is off the shelf and pretty cheap, and then you just deliver the home units, very much like a hotspot.
Triggs has done similar work with Lower 48 tribes, and she says the results speak for themselves. For example, a tribal college in Arizona recently used their spectrum access to help students and staff work remotely when the COVID-19 pandemic began to spread.
So it just took a couple of days for Diné College and Navajo Technical University to deploy their own networks and be able to connect their faculty, staff, and students off campus, which meant that they didn't have to come on campus and possibly get exposed, and they were able to continue classes.
Triggs says other uses for the spectrum include establishing a network to provide free internet access to tribal members or using a network to drive down the price of competing internet service providers. Several Alaska tribes have already applied for the FCC program, including the Yukon-Koyukon village of Ruby, about 230 miles west of Fairbanks. Ryan Lee Madros is the maintenance official for the village. He says the village intends to use their broadband spectrum to start their own network. He says the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how the spectrum could help with telehealth services.
Our tribal members can contact their doctors in town easier from home, and they don't have to go through a whole process of getting tested and flying back into Fairbanks and seeing their doctor, getting another test, and flying back out.
Triggs says that basic broadcast equipment runs for about $15,000, a drop in the bucket when compared to the millions of dollars that the licenses go for when auctioned off to internet service providers like GCI and AT&T.
Getting that proprietary, protected spectrum was the hard part, and the FCC is making it really easy right now.
By putting tribal governments in control of their own internet broadcasts, Triggs says it's like a new form of sovereignty.
You don't have to try to convince someone else to do what's right by your people. You get to decide yourself.
The application deadline for tribes to file with the FCC is August 3rd. After that, the broadband spectrum will be auctioned off by region. Triggs says tribes can go to tribal25.com for assistance on the application. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.